Today on the podcast, I'm going to answer a question that got sent to me about emotional eating as an intuitive eater. Okay, so if you've been following the podcast series on intuitive eating, you'll know that intuitive eating is really getting back to listening to your body and developing self-awareness and really like having more body attunement, listening to those hunger and fullness cues and responding to that versus outside rules and things that are regulating your eating. So how does emotional eating fit in with intuitive eating? Well, you might be surprised when I say that emotional eating is fine. As an intuitive eater, it's going to come up. And in of itself, emotional eating is not a problem until it feels problematic for the person experiencing it. So stay tuned because I'm going to walk you through exactly what I mean. You're listening to Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. As a registered dietitian with over 20 years of experience, I've helped thousands of people get healthier and ultimately wealthier. And now it's your turn, busy mompreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you my self-love journey back to health after years of stress and challenges, including living with a spouse with mental illness, suffering a concussion, and living with post-concussion syndrome, illnesses in my family, a death in my family, divorce, and more illnesses in my family, and all this with three kids under the age of 9. If anyone can show you how to thrive and not just survive through challenges and setbacks, it's me. Okay, guys, welcome back to another episode in my intuitive eating series in my self-love journey back to health podcast by Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy. So what I'm going to talk about today in episode 32 veers away from the workbook again, because I want to talk about cravings and emotional eating. It's something for a lot of us that comes up over the holiday season. So I'm in Canada, so we went through our Thanksgiving about a month ago, and this week we're entering into Thanksgiving for the States, and then it's kind of full on holiday mode, you know, until we get to the new year, right? So lots of eating and lots of triggers and things that can come up for people with emotional eating. So how does that fit if you're trying to become an intuitive eater? So if you remember from earlier podcasts in the series, and if you haven't listened to them, go back and take a listen. The intuitive eating series starts at episode 22, and now we're on episode 32. So there's 10 episodes in there. It's not covering all those principles from the workbook. Like I said, I'm going to come back and finish that series. But today, emotional eating and cravings keeps coming up in my awareness with clients as I work with them in the online space. So I thought it would be really helpful to have this discussion. So before I dive in, I thought I would give you guys an update on what's happening over here at KathyRichardsRD.com headquarters. So what has been happening? So I'm full on, you know, single mom mode, trying to get ready for Christmas. And I don't know if it's just me, if there's any other single moms out there. Do you do this? Like when I have 5 days on my own, you would think like I would be so organized and have everything set up and get all the things done in the house that I want to get done. And it just never happens. Like I'm walking around suitcases, I'm trying to pack gifts away before the kids get, you know, digging through and find them and things, trying to find gifts that I've misplaced already. I had them like 2 weeks ago. It's 2 books. I can see them. I just can't remember quite where they are. I've been sorting clothing to give, you know, to other families that need winter clothing that we've outgrown and stuff. And it hasn't all left the house. And that was my plan. So I'll take a few minutes today to kind of organize that. And then I know the kids are going to want to jump right into Christmas decorations. So then it comes to digging that out and stuff too. So I don't know if you're a single mom and you find like that time where you're by yourself actually flies by and you're never quite ready. I mean, I'm so ready to welcome my kids back when they come. But yeah, I'm just living in this state of of life, I guess, right? So it's fine. It doesn't bug me. I grew up in a house with five kids, and I fully understand how my mom felt trying to just keep up with everything, right? And then also do her creative things, which I've really been diving back into my creativity in the last few weeks and doing a lot more reading and just doing things that really fill up my cup and nourish me. And it doesn't always look like productivity, and that's okay. And you know, it's actually pretty cool because I've had so much abundance coming to me as I'm in this relax and go with it state. And I've also got a lot more clarity around the membership and how that's going to come out. So stay tuned. Launch date is January 17th, 2022. Okay, I'm not keen to launch something new on the new year and get everyone that's, you know, ready to hop on a diet, because that is not what the membership is. My membership is intuitive eating, Mary's emotional eating. It's peer pods, so you're going to be with people that are similar to you, so you can really have that connection piece. The peer pods are limited, and the overall membership is limited. You're not going to be one of a thousand. I see these people running memberships, and they're saying, you know, thousands of people are in their membership. I can't see how I can give the service and attention that I want to give you when there's thousands of members. So I'm capping it. That membership is going to be my entire focus. It's going to be how I connect with my clients. Everyone's going to have a Voxer day every week or every other week where they can access me, weekly peer pod meetings, which I'll be in as well. So it's going to be a lot of one-on-one connection. And I know that's what gets results. So I'm super excited to see how that unfolds. So it's still coming to me. There's some collaborations happening in the background. So stay tuned, because that is super, super exciting. So my topic today is emotional eating combined with intuitive eating, and how does that fit? So if you remember intuitive eating, we're focusing on that body attunement, right? And we're focusing on the three P's. So that is paying attention, so having more self-awareness, like, when am I eating? Am I listening to rules? Am I listening to my body? Am I not listening to my body, right? So that paying attention piece, which falls in line with the self-awareness, which comes with my emotional eating program as well. So the first couple of weeks of that are based on really having more self-awareness. I think what happens, and I see it often with clients and even with myself, we live in fast forward, so we don't even know what we ate yesterday. If you think back, like, can you remember what you consumed yesterday or what time it happened at? Most of us don't, because we're just focused, you know, on multitasking, doing so many things. Remember from one of the earlier episodes on feeling your fullness, we can't get that same feedback to our body if we're doing something else while we're eating. Okay, so it's paying attention to the body, but it's also paying attention to that one activity that we're doing. So that falls between both of them. So paying attention, practice. So with emotional eating or intuitive eating, there's going to be practice that has to happen, right? So in the emotional eating group that I'm running, one last one in December, a lot of the focus is on practicing learning or unlearning learned behaviors. Okay, so learned behavior is something that we learn over time and things that are paired. So a great example, and I was like, oh no. A great example is COVID tests for my family. We go often. I don't know why. It seems like in our city, in our school board, there's just a lot more testing happening than in other districts that I hear about. So it's quite a common occurrence. I think my kids have gone 20 times for COVID tests. So what was happening initially was that we would go for a COVID test and then we would get a little ice cream treat on the way home. COVID test, ice cream treat on the way home. So inadvertently, over the last 2 years or 18, 19 months, however long it's been, that connection has been formed. So this week, I was taking my two youngest kids, I have three, I was taking the two younger ones to get their flu vaccine. The older one had ringette. And that connection was there. So my 5-year-old said, yeah, and we can get a treat after, right? And I thought, whoa, like, yeah, we've already formed that connection. And then my children's father had the other daughter at Ringette. They did well. So then he said, yeah, I'm going to treat her to something like to a breakfast wrap as, a good for going out today because she had been sick. So inadvertently, we've already started to form those connections. Okay. So the practice of unlearning those behaviors, it means I'm going to have to go through some rough car rides with the kids to say, no, we don't reward ourselves every time we do this behavior with food, because then that becomes learned over time. And those are the habits that I help my clients in the emotional eating group break down week by week. And it's a daily, like a weekly practice, right? To get that behavior unlinked. So that's another similarity. Intuitive eating is a practice, right? It's not a destination. It's not like 8 weeks to become an intuitive eater. It's a journey. And for some people, it's going to take longer. The same thing with the emotional eating and the cravings. So it's going to take some time. The third P in intuitive eating is patience. And that comes up with emotional eating too, right? As in someone that might eat in response to emotions, again, like that's serving us in some way. So it's giving us comfort in some way. It's making us numb. It's making us be able to avoid what's really bothering us. So in breaking down what's causing that emotional eating, it's going to require us to have a lot of patience and again, that self-awareness. So you can see that emotional eating and intuitive eating, they marry so well. That's why I'm so excited to put them together in my membership. But as an intuitive eater, there's nothing wrong with eating in response to emotions, right? Because we're still making that choice to eat that food. So in one of the programs I used to run in person, we used to have a stop sign graphic and it said stop. And then there was two arrows, one down to the right, one down to the left. Of course, I'm doing all this with my hands as I'm talking, but you guys can't see. You can probably hear maybe that I'm always moving my hands. But the graphic, the stop sign, one arrow to the right, one arrow to the left. One arrow says stop and choose a new behavior. The other arrow says continue with current behavior. And the point of that graphic was that it's still your choice. So as an intuitive eater, it means you're going to have more awareness and listen to your body. You're going to eat in response to what you want, how you feel, without eating in response to outside rules. So when you're an intuitive eater, you're learning that process and you have emotional eating come up, that choice is still yours. So in the emotional eating program that I run, in some of the advertisements, I say like overcome your emotional eating. It's not that emotional eating in itself is a problem, but it is when it becomes problematic to the person experiencing it. So that's what I walk through in the program. It's problematic if it could be problematic because you feel like you're eating unhealthy foods more often. It could be problematic because you feel like you're eating too much, even healthy food too often. It could be what, how much, and it could be how often you're eating. Like you just ate supper and 20 minutes later you're at the fridge trying to eat, right? I did a fun reel on that this week. That is emotional eating. And emotional eating, if it's not problematic for you don't need strategies to control it. But, and it's different for every person, and that's what we walk through in that program. One person might think like eating one chocolate bar is problematic. They might have guilt. They might feel really unwell after they eat that. Another person, they might eat 5 chocolate bars and then say, whoa, that's problematic. But before that, it didn't bug them. So it's different for everyone how they're going to feel in response to eating when it's an emotional response. And again, the beginning of that program, it's all self-awareness. So it's very similar to coming in to learn how to be more of an intuitive eater. When you're an emotional eater or the emotions seem problematic, the beginning is going to be self-awareness. So it's kind of like what I've come to realize with a lot of the inner work, like through hypnosis or intuitive sessions, coaching, I couldn't remember the word, in the last year, is really a lot of it comes down to having self-awareness, right? And when I made the choice to actually say, like, I'm not happy and left my marriage, that was feeling safe to have that self-awareness. On some level, I had that awareness for years before I took that step, but I wasn't ready. So it's kind of the same thing for some emotional eaters. They may know that it's problematic, but they might not be ready. And that's super fine. Like, that's, you know, you have to meet yourself where you're at. But if emotional eating comes up often, it feels problematic, then that may be a sign for you that you want to do some work on that. And if you do, my Black Friday deal is up. It's live. I'm giving you the regular program for the price of the VIP, which actually means you're going to get 3 extra weeks of Voxer support. That will happen over the holidays. So it's like you'll have me in your back pocket to walk you through any of those triggers and things that come up. So how powerful would that be, right? Like, what would change if you felt like, oh, I can just reach my pocket, Kathy's going to help me out, and I'm going to go continue on with my day and I feel better? Or Kathy's going to remind me, oh, this strategy might work. Or Kathy's going to say, maybe take a walk, maybe remove yourself. Like, whatever the question is, I'm going to be coming to you to give you the best support that I can to walk you through that situation. So I think that in itself is super powerful. So that's coming with the Black Friday sale. So if you're interested in that, you can head to KathyRichardsRD.com/craving-change-program-black-friday. Okay, so again, that link is live. You can find it on any of my social media right now too. KathyRichardsRD.com/craving-change-program.black.friday. Or sorry, slash black/Friday. And you can hop in. There's already 3 spots taken. I'm capping it at 10 because I want to keep that experience, the best that I can for the people in the group. And that's, again, why when I launch my membership, I'll have these little peer pods, maximum 10 people, to be able to support and go through the journey that we'll walk through in that program as well, or in that membership. All right, guys, that's it. I like to keep these short and sweet. Thanks for listening. If you know someone that may benefit from this, feel free to share it with them. And like I said, next week I'll hop back in the intuitive eating series, cover the next principle. So grab your workbook and join me then. Thanks for listening and have a great day.